Spirit-filled parenting. Now that is a tall order. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, our guest is David Thomas.
There was a writer years ago, and she was speaking about the journey of parenting, and she was saying, in reality, your kids don't need you to be Jesus to them. They need you to need Jesus in front of them. And I thought that was such a powerful distinction. And so are you living in a way that demonstrates your need for Jesus? And it gives kids permission to feel afraid. It gives kids permission to know that adults don't have it all together. It gives kids permission to know that even when you're a grown-up, you don't feel competent sometimes.
And David has tips, particularly for raising boys.
I think that we don't do a great job culturally of giving boys permission to be men who feel incompetent sometimes. We hate the feeling of incompetence as men. And I think boys are inevitably going to feel incompetent. And so to the degree that you demonstrate that and speak of that and talk about that in front of your sons, I think it just feels more comfortable and safe to say, okay, growing up to be an adult man doesn't mean that you someday wake up and you have it all together. You have figured it all out. And so I think that's vital.
And trusting God to help us with our parenting is exactly where we get the victory.
I think certainly another example that I would say is asking forgiveness of your children when you blow it. We do act out of anger sometimes as parents. I mean, we just blow it. We just blow it. And going to our kids and asking forgiveness, I think, is living out faith and saying, God, I need your presence in my life to respond with the fruit of the Spirit, with gentleness, with patience, with kindness, with all those things.
By following God's lead, you can set a positive example for your kids. I'm Steve Douglas.